As we begin, we're talking about faith advanced, the Word of God, Hebrews 4:12. The Word of God is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing of sunder, a soul with spirit and bones and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So as from the Word of God, we started last week with to redeem. And the scripture reference we spoke from was Colossians chapter 1, verse number 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He took us from darkness to light, from bondage to deliverance, from Satan to God, from the curse to blessing, and from guilt to innocence. Amen. And this is recorded on the website. And if you missed the past, you can pick up the weeks prior, and you can follow it on the website to fill in the blanks if you would like to take the lesson to the website. But tonight we're going to be looking at to regenerate. The necessity of regeneration and of reconciliation with God to Christ. To regenerate means to produce energy. How many gets worn out? How many gets tired at times? How many knows that we need to get regenerated? I was thinking about is there's a regeneration that comes in Christ Jesus. And our focus, our scripture reference tonight is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning to read with verse number 17. The Word of God says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things were of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he have made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. But we're focusing tonight on being regenerated, being reborn, being renewed. We know that through the Word of God we've been redeemed, and now we're going to look at to be regenerated. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Amen. It's kind of interesting how in the spirit, we're almost like recreated. God doesn't cover up our old heart. He gives us a new heart. Amen. Hallelujah. And so tonight, first, we're going to look at to regenerate. So if you look with me in Titus chapter 3. Titus chapter 3. The whole purpose of this, what we're teaching, is so that we can live and walk victoriously in Christ. Amen. And as we grow in him and we have revelation of who we are in him, we can see things through a different light. In Titus chapter 3, verse number 5, the Word of God says this, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing and regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Amen. So, in other words, we have been regenerated. We've been renewed. We've got a fresh, brand new beginning. I saw this thing on Facebook today that some company was advertising for those that are 62 years of age, that if you contact them, there's a thing the government's doing to clean your credit up and clean your past up, your past credit mistakes, if you're 62, so that if you're 62 or older, you can get a clean credit report. Amen? And that's sort of like what the Lord did for you and I. He gave us a clean report in Christ Jesus. Amen? In other words, when he's regenerated us, we're to be renewed. We're to be renewed. That's why the Word of God says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God." In other words, there's my mind, my thinking has to change. It's kind of interesting. I think God's so cool. And he always, I talk about running a lot, and it's only by the grace of God that I can even go run, okay? So I'm not trying to be haughty or anything or bragging about running, okay? Because if it wasn't by his grace, I wouldn't be out there running. But last night I had Jimmy and Wendy visit us, and Aiden was sick, and I had prayed for Aiden, and I was sitting there in the recliner, and my legs were just so aching. I had all these cramps and aches in my legs. And this morning when I woke up, I didn't have them, and I'm out there, and I'm running on the track. And I mean, I'm really running today, man, and I'm feeling great. I mean, I'm just feeling so good. And all of a sudden, I come to the top of this hill over by the interstate, and I was reminded of my aches and pains from sitting on the couch last night. And all of a sudden, out of my mouth comes, "Ouch, my legs hurt." And it was just, it was just all, and then I said, "Shut up." It was like out of the next breath, I said, "Shut up, my legs don't hurt." But when I was thinking about, well, the way I felt last night, all of a sudden, when I was thinking about it, my mouth spoke it, and it wasn't even there. But I believe it could have got there if I'd have dwelled on it. And the Lord says to you and I, he says, hey, we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. That we may prove what is the good and acceptable in the perfect will of God. I thank God that he renews us every day. He renews our, to me, I would call that, that thought that came to my mind, I would call that stinking thinking. Yeah. Amen? And it's amazing how all of a sudden, when your mind does something, how you just kind of.
But you didn't accept it.
No, I didn't accept it, and I didn't have any pain in my legs. But if I had accepted, but the reason I'm saying this is how quickly that word came out of my mouth that said, "Ouch, my legs hurt." And it wasn't true. Amen? Praise God. I don't know if anybody else deals with anything like that, but that was me. Hallelujah. See, all these life lessons are for a purpose and a reason. You know, to help everyone. Everything God does in us and glorifies himself in us and through us is for the benefit of others. Amen? What God did in your body is for the benefit of others, Pam. It's not just your benefit, but it's an effect it has on others. Yes, honey?
What's that song, "Be careful, little mouth, what you speak"?
I think it's "Be careful, little eyes, what you see." I guess we can put that in there. Hallelujah.
Ears, what you hear.
Yeah.
Be careful, big mouth, what you speak.
That wouldn't have anything to me because I got a little mouth. I have to chase those words.
But it is true.
It is true. Right.
You say it all the time.
Right.
Be careful what you speak.
why I'm saying this, and I think you really want to get, God wants you to get a hold of this, is because the pain was real on the last night. It was real pain. I wasn't imagining it. There was real pain there. I took authority over it and bound it and everything, but there was real pain. Today, it wasn't real pain. It was the thought of the pain last night. And all of a sudden, the mouth's, you see? Amen? And so that's how quickly it can happen. That's how quickly it happened. It was just a moment, just like that. And all of a sudden, I was just, and then the rest of the time, I was only about halfway done. And the rest of the way, I was saying, Lord, forgive me, you know? I should have never spoke that. You know, I tried to go, you know what that was? I tried to suck that word back in. But I'm big-winded, so it went out quick. Hallelujah. But that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to realize that we're being regenerated, that we're being renewed, that also he also is going to do to, we're to be restored. Amen? So look with me in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 22, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Ephesus, and he says that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. In other words, I changed my outfit. You know, I'm now clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, but I had to take off my old garment. I took off my old garment and I put on something new. Just like you're changing your clothes, hopefully. Yeah, you put on clean clothes. Yeah. You don't put your clean clothes over top of your dirty clothes. Amen? So we're being renewed, or we're being restored. And in other words, when God created us, he created us without sin and perfect, but sin came in, and now we're being restored to the what he's originally created us to be. And one day, we'll be totally glorified, because the Bible says the trumpets shall sound and the dead in Christ shall be raised, and those that are alive shall be caught up and meet the Lord in the air, ever to be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And others, that's when we take and put on that glorified body. So we're still battling here. It's a constant battle. But we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness. Amen? So our battle, we recognize where our battlefield is. And when I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about being restored and being renewed, being regenerated, renewed, and being restored back to the original, the Lord took me to Mark 5, to the demoniac and the Gadarenes. Okay? Verse number 4. Well, let's go and just read it. In verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken into pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. In other words, this talks about the to be raised. This talks about the old man. This talks about the old state. Amen. You may not have been in the tombs raging, but when you were gripped with the power of darkness, you did dark things, okay? And then all of a sudden, Jesus comes. And Mark chapter 5, verse 15, and they come to Jesus and see that he was possessed, and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind, and they were afraid. In other words, all of a sudden this maniac became calm. In other words, there was a transformation right before their eyes from the old man to the new man. Amen? In other words, it was almost like it's miraculous. And then it's kind of interesting. In verse 20, he says, and he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all the men did marvel. Amen? And what's taking place is there's an outward expression of the demoniac of the Gadarenes from what took place in his encounter with Christ Jesus. And you and I all have had an encounter with Christ Jesus. And he is saying that we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewal of our mind. We're not that old man or that old woman any longer. Amen? Amen? Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In other words, as I'm learning and as I'm walking with the Lord, I'm learning to walk according to his word. His word is becoming life inside of us. All of a sudden, as we're in his word and we're understanding his word and we're having revelation of his word is manifested in our lives. And then people watch and are scratching. I know that in my personal life, in 1997, when the Lord came into my room and delivered me, everybody was waiting for me to come back. Amen. To the old man. But I'm a new man. And this new man has far greater joy and peace and love than the old man ever had. Amen. Because it's the Spirit of God. Because it's God. It's not anything. It's not any credit to me. It's all the credit and all the glory goes to him. And what he is saying here is just like the demoniac of the Gadarenes, when he had an encounter of Jesus and his life was transformed, he began to be a witness to others of the goodness of God. Amen? And God has a plan for every last one in the room here to be a witness for his kingdom. So he went from being from raging to righteous. Hallelujah. How did he do that? Jesus. Who is Jesus? He is the Word of God made flesh. So he was transformed by the Word of God. Remember in Revelations again, and Revelations where it says in, I think it's 11:19 or 19:11, where it says that Jesus, that he's coming with blood on his vesture, and his name is the Word of God. Amen? So as we're looking at that, we're looking at the Word, he gave us his Word to redeem us, his Word to regenerate us. Amen? And in other words, this word, even whether you recognize it or not, it's being spoken into your life and it's going to have an effect. Because he says his word will never return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. So every time the word of God goes forth, it accomplishes something. So turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter 1. Verse number 23. To illustrate the point I just made. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. How? By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. And we're looking at this now. And we're looking at this. Hey, we've been regenerated. We've been redeemed. We've been regenerated. He's come to renew us. He's come to restore us. Also, he's coming to recreate us. Recreate. Turn me to Ephesians chapter 2. Understand that God created us perfect because of the devil and because of sin. Sin messed it up. I made a statement the other week, and some people might have been confused by it. I said all sickness is sin. And you have to understand, I'm not saying it's necessarily the sin of the person that has the sickness. But from the Garden of Eden, sin came in the world by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, okay? And it brought sickness and disease. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So there's generational curses that come. The curse of sin's been broken. We have perfect liberty, but we live in a sinful world that's full of sickness and disease. Amen? So the Lord wants us to recognize who we are so that we can be more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. Amen? Amen? Because it's all about his word. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10, he says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen? And in other words, we have been workmanship, we've been recreated in Christ Jesus. If we say, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me, it's no longer me. In other words, it has to be Christ. It's the one that you yield to, the one that you give preeminence, the one that you give the kingship to, is the one that's going to rule your life. Amen? How many know that most of us are stubborn? When you pointed, there was four fingers pointing back at you, dude. Amen. You know, sometimes we get stuck in the muck because the muck is comfortable. And let me tell you something. Every time there's transformation in our lives through the Word of God, God challenges us. And most of the time when we get into a challenge in God's Word, we have a spirit of rebellion that comes out a lot of times, okay? Amen? And God didn't give us that, okay? That's witchcraft. That's of this world, you know? So what we are saying is, hey, we're either believing God in His Word or we're not, okay? And I believe that we're believing. Amen? You're here tonight so we can grow and become more like Christ. Amen? So look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse number 3, we're going to talk about that to be revealed. The Apostle Peter writes here in 1 Peter 1, 3, he says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Amen. And I believe we're in the last days. There's a move of God that's coming across the land, and God's doing some marvelous and wonderful things. And the Lord reminded me in 2 John, verse number 6. He says, "In this love that we walk after his commandments, this is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, that ye should walk in it. For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus is Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." He says, "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward." Amen. In other words, it's not how I start the race, it's how I finish the race. He's the author and finisher. He that's begun a good work and you and I is faithful to see it through. And God says, hey, we need to put these things to practice in our life. We need to allow the word to become. And that doesn't mean you won't mess up. Everybody messes up. Just like I messed up, but my intention wasn't to mess up. It wasn't premeditated. I didn't plan to speak that thing into existence. It just happened all of a sudden. Amen? So when we mess up, all we have to do is fess up. Amen? And we serve a God that loves us so much, has mercy and grace. He always tells me, every time I fall down, you know what he says to me? Shake the dust off and get back up. Shake the dust off and get back up. Amen. In other words, there's no one that's done too much that he can't forgive. Amen. We serve a loving God. Amen. And what the Lord wants us to understand tonight is he's given us the Spirit of God to regenerate us, to renew us, to restore us. Amen. I don't know about you, but I need to be refreshed. I need to be renewed. Amen. I don't know. I'm full of the Spirit, and I'm constantly getting filled with the Spirit. But if you saw it in the spiritual realm, you'd see all these holes and you'd see all these leaks coming out. You know, I'm a leaky vessel. Amen. So I've got to constantly be refilling the vessel, refilling it with His Word, refilling it with His presence. Amen. And praising Him. Man, you can't read the Bible. 1/10 of the Bible is about praising. And you don't see the value of praise. If you don't see the value of praise, you miss the whole Word of God. Amen. There's something that takes place in praise. All of a sudden, I'm praising Him when I don't feel like it. That's called a sacrifice. God loves a sacrifice. Offer up a sacrifice of praise to Him. You know, it's not just about how good I feel. Sometimes I feel miserable, but I praise Him anyway. I praise Him right through the misery. Hallelujah. Amen. I love to praise the Lord. I love to praise the Lord. People in the park think I'm a nut. I'm running around praising the Lord, singing hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God has a plan in our lives. And He's saying, hey, this Word of God, this Word, if we get revelation and understanding, He sent this Word to redeem us, to regenerate us. And tomorrow night, next week, we'll talk about to reunite us, okay? Hallelujah. Can we all stand? Thank you, Jesus. Anybody have any questions? I never give anybody any time to talk. Hallelujah. You can ask me after the service. Can we just raise our hands? Hallelujah. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We're grateful that You sent it here to accomplish what You sent it to do in every heart and every life in this room. Father, I thank you, Father God, that you have plans for and purpose for each and every one to be here tonight, Father God. And Lord, I pray for revelation and understanding, Father God, as they're chewing on these things. May there be a sweet taste. May they swallow them. The word, Father God, may it bring life to their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit in Jesus' name. Your word says that you gave us salvation, which comes from the Greek word. We have sozo, healing, Father God, healing of body, mind, soul, and spirit, Father God. We thank you that we are complete in you. And I thank you for the complete work that you're in the process of doing in every man and woman in this room tonight, Father God. So, Lord, you see where each and every one is at, Father God. You see every circumstance and every situation, every storm, every obstacle, everything that they're facing, Father God. So, Lord, I pray, Father God, that you just move the mountains, Father God, that you separate the seas, Father God, that you calm the storms in their lives, Father God, and that you speak and blow the peace of God upon them that will guard their hearts and their minds. May they have revelation and understanding of who they are in you, Father God, that they're your children, Father God, that you call them by name, Father God, and you know our name, Father God. You know our very beginning and our very end and everything in between. So, Father God, I invoke a blessing upon your children tonight, Father God. I pray that your favor shines upon them, favor in their finances, Father God, favor in their families, Father God, even favor in their feelings, because your touch with the feelings of their infirmities, Father God. And, Father, I thank you, Father God, that you heal us, that you restore us, that you make us new. And we'll never cease to give you praise for all you've done, what you're doing, and everything you're going to do. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed. Oh, wrong man. Hallelujah.
Okay.
You did good, man.